This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. Now, this podcast today is going to be a venting podcast. I just decided to get this off of my chest, and I just wanted to speak this and get it out of my brain into the quantum field, because this message is not for the haters. It's for that one person. I'm going to explain something to you guys. First of all, when you hear people saying, I don't give a fuck, you hear influencers, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I've said that before many a times. I'll put myself out there. If you're a human being and you have emotions and you give a shit about humanity, of course you care what people think. Of course you care what people say. Do you allow it to, and I don't believe that to the heart of hearts, because the reason why a lot of us are here is because people, there was adversaries, and because people doubted us, and because people didn't believe in us. And that was that extra motivation that you needed to push to that next level. And you know, I had this situation that happened. I'm recording this on Saturday for Monday. And this happens to me every single time. And so I'm speaking to that one person right now that is heading to that next level of conscious, heading to that next level of success, really, really, really working on themselves. Because I'll tell you what, I've coached thousands of people, over 8,000 people in the last 4 years. And this is the one thing that will break people. If you can't handle the blowback that comes from you becoming who you're truly meant to be, you will repeat and stay in the same exact cycle. So let me explain to you. So I know this, what's the day today that we're recording this? January, blah, 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 26th, 27th, whatever it is. I think you're listening to this on 28th, on the 29th, okay? I will mark my word. From February on, my life will never be the same. Just mark my word, write this down. My life will never be the same. And here's how I know it. Well, number one, this is the caveat before I go into this. This is the message for the person who has good intentions, who is doing good things for humanity, who is focused, who is dedicated to their family, and has good intentions for every single human being. Not perfect, but has good every intentions. If you're a piece of shit, if you're an asshole, and you're an unethical person, this message is not for you. But it's for the person who, so I want to make that caveat, okay? Listen to me. So I open up my DMs, right? And in my DMs, this happens every single time I'm about to explode. This is why I know it's about to explode for me, is because every time I'm about to reach a totally new level of consciousness, level of success, a level of whatever it is, whatever it is. And you can witness this, write this down. You're going to see it happen. Is grown ass men start paying attention to me like crazy. Grown ass men that have families, you know, you click on their profile, they have families, they have careers, they have jobs. Send me messages on a daily basis, calling me fucking evil, blah, blah, blah. You're a piece of shit. You're unethical, blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff. And it happens every single time I'm about to break through to the next level. And these influencers out there that say it doesn't bother them, they don't give a shit. You're That's complete bullshit. Every single human being, it doesn't matter how strong you are, how badass you are, how tough you are, how tough you act. If you see 30, 40 messages of people, just grown ass men talking shit, it captures your attention. It does. It doesn't stop me, but it stops me for a moment to say, wow, I need to share this message with people, because I'll tell you what, you're about to break through, and there's going to be people out there that are going to spend, think about this, just logically think about this, grown ass men who have kids, and you can click on their profiles, kids, family, some of them have large businesses, are spending an ounce of their time away from their family to message another man on social media and talk shit. Like, conceptualize that, guys. How kick-ass your life is and how amazing you are that a grown-ass man with kids, a family, a wife. What if their wife saw that? What would you think? Think about it, ladies. What would you think if you went on your husband's profile and you saw that he was privately DMing another dude and talking shit? What would you think? You'd be like, get your fucking shit together. Like, these are grown-ass. So my point behind this is, guys, yes, it bothers people. It bothers every single human being. But what it tells me, it's a clear indication that I'm ready for the next level. It happens to me every single time. Now, this message is for you, that person that's heading towards success. You, the person who's pushing hard. Because if you can't handle this and you can't comprehend what I'm about to say, listen to me. These men and these women that are messaging you, they are not bad people. They either want something. Now, again, if you're a good person, just listen to me. If you're a piece of shit, don't listen to me. If you're a good person, they either want something you have, or they're so low frequency. It's all low frequency, right? I have not met one person. I've been meeting a lot of successful people. I'm being mentored by some high level people now. Not one person I have met that is successful, has a good family, is getting their shit together, ever spends an ounce of their time messaging another man or another woman a negative comment. Not one of them. Not one of them. So what that indicates to you is, number one, you are heading into a new consciousness level, which you worked your ass off for. And if you don't know this person personally, and if you know the person personally, that's even worse. But don't spend an ounce of your time responding. All I say is, I love you, appreciate your insight. I am not spending an ounce of my time arguing with a grown ass man, broken little boy, that is going into my DMs and trying to stop me from my greatness. So you, my friend, are about to break through to greatness. You, my friend, if you are going to do something extraordinary, you better get ready for the opposition, for the low frequency human beings that are going to send messages to you. And it's at such a deep level. And again, these influencers, like, you know, come on, I don't give a shit what people think about me. Of course you do. You're a human, dude. You're a human. We come here. God is perfection. We are not perfection. It hurts when people call you evil and call you a piece of shit and that you're fucking unethical and you're blah, 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 blah. But the question I have for you, is it true? Are you unethical? Are you a piece of shit? Do you believe in the devil? Are you demonic? Are you doing bad things with your money? If the answer is no, then why the fuck would you spend an ounce of your time even feeding into it? JV, why would you spend an ounce of your fucking time even clicking on the profile to see who they are? So I'm telling you, I'm being honest and open with you guys. It hurts. It sucks. But what I do know, and I'm here to tell you, that if that's happening to you, you are meant for fucking greatness. Again, the caveat is, if you're a good person, and I'm a great person with great intentions, who takes care of my family, who has a relationship with God, who gives back, who helps other people be successful. So these low frequency energy beings that are doing this to me, they're just signaling to me and you that you're ready to break through to the next level. So if that's you doing that to other people, I want you to get some self-reflection going. I want you to get your shit together. I want you to look in the mirror at your family and say, why am I spending an ounce of my time arguing with another man or woman who's living a completely different paradigm? These men, it's all men. It's all men. These men on my profile doing this shit, they're not focused, because they're focused on me. They can say whatever they want. If they're spending an ounce on my time, their time on me, they're not focused on their family, their kids, their legacy. So this is a great sign to me and to you that you're about to break through. So I want you to write this date down for me, January 29th, 2024. And I want you to watch what happens to my life from this point on, because it got heavy in January. I mean, just the hate, it's intense. And I'm like, okay, JV, you got to remember every single time you're about to break through, that one comment comes and then your reticular activating system picks it up and then you start going through the comments and boom, boom, boom. And then the DMs and boom, 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 boom. And I lower my frequency and then it opens up the floodgate. And then you're like, no, JV, pull yourself up. You are powerful. You are strong. You are worthy. You are abundant. So number one, if you're doing something great with your life, expect opposition. Number two, understand that it's okay for it to hurt your feelings. But number three, you got to understand that you need to rise above that. You need to understand that that opposition, if you're a good human being, is all part of the process. Because the bigger you get, the higher the light, the bigger the shadow. New level, same devil. It never changes, guys. So this is a reminder to me, Coach JV, CJV, the greatest of all time. Within my paradigm, you are the greatest of all time, that the new level is here. And February 1st, 2024 is going to be an absolute explosion for your family, for your ecosystem, for every single person that comes in contact with me. You can either witness and get on the freight train and go for the ride of your life, or you're going to get ran over by it. But at some point, everybody's going to have to get on the train, because I'm focused, I'm dedicated, I'm a man of God. I'm a man who is disciplined, who is consistent, and it's a zero-sum game. There is no competition. The reason why is because I'm not you. You are me. We are mere reflection of each other in the energy, frequency, vibration. We are going to expand consciousness and rise together. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Stop listening to those haters. You're beautiful.